This is Ed Carpenter calling for Rose Ortega.
That would be me.
Hello, Rose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
You're the driver of Fuzzy's Vodka IndyCar, correct?
That's right.
All right, the number 20.
You got it.
We're getting ready for, what is it, the MAV-TV 500 at Auto Club Speedway in Fontana. That's this weekend.
Yeah, it is. Saturday afternoon, green flags at 1:30.
That's exciting. You come from a racing background and a hometown. You grew up in Indianapolis, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, and started racing when I was 8 years old. Been racing IndyCar since 2003.
You started in midget, didn't you?
I started in quarter midgets, and then, yeah, I raced USAC midgets and sprint cars before finding my way to the IndyCar series.
How did you find your way to the IndyCar series? Because those are completely different, aren't they? The midget cars and IndyCars, I mean, way different.
Well, being from Indianapolis, you know, I always had a passion for the Indianapolis 500 and really, you know, that's where I wanted to go with my career, you know. So in the past, a lot of guys that raced midgets and sprint cars ended up at the Indy 500, you know, kind of when I was getting started, a lot of guys were going to NASCAR. But being from here and having that passion for the 500, I just kind of set my sights on that. And after I'd been running USAC for a while, they started the Indy Lights series, which is our development series for IndyCar, and had an opportunity to go race in that series, and had a good couple years that really opened up some doors for me to get my first full-time ride in IndyCar.
Well, you're a pretty young driver still. I mean, you haven't been at this for a very long time, have you?
I mean, I'm one of the veterans on the circuit. There's more guys younger than me than older than me at this point, but I still feel young.
Well, you know what? I mean, you're a very young owner. You're co-owner of CFH Racing. That just got put together this year, was it?
I used to race for Sarah Fisher, who owns Sarah Fisher Hartman Racing. And then in 2012, I started my own team. And then after the end of last season, we merged our two teams together to form CFH Racing.
That's pretty cool. So that this year is your first year as a team, correct?
For this new team.
That's great. You had a pretty scary practice this past Indy. That was interesting. Tell us what happened.
We were getting ready for qualifying at the 500 and just out trying to get all the speed I could out of my Fuzzy's Vodka machine, and had a little accident, which ended with me upside down, but all ended well. I was safe, and the team built me another car, and I went out and qualified later that day.
That's pretty scary. I mean, I saw the video, and I was like, what? That is really, really, to me, I'd be very scared, but, you know, I mean, obviously.
I was kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a career 155 starts, 3 wins, 3 poles. 2 of those poles being in your hometown at the Indy 500. That's great.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to be able to win back-to-back poles for the 500 and hopefully be able to win the race someday. That's my ultimate dream.
I am hoping for you to be able to drink that milk, buddy.
Oh, that's the plan, and yeah, first, hoping to win another MAV-TV 500 this weekend, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you had a great showing at the finale, finishing 3rd at Auto Club Speedway. Also, didn't you win 2012, was it?
I won the MAV-TV 500 in 2012 and finished 3rd at it last year, so hoping to climb back up the podium this year.
There's something about the Auto Club Speedway for you. I mean, it seems to be a really good track for you.
It is. You know, I've had good cars there the past 3 years, and expecting that to be the case again this year, so we'll be able to fight for a win and put on a good show for all the fans that come out.
Now, I was reading that you're an oval specialist, meaning it just oval tracks, that's your specialty, correct?
Yeah, anymore, that's the only races I'm doing on the circuit are the oval races.
So who's handling the road courses, those duties?
I have a teammate, Luca Filippi, who's driving the 20 car on the road courses.
Oh, right on. Great. Now, the road courses are just like lots of turns, and it's a pretty tough course. I mean, it's a pretty tough race.
Yeah, it's a different discipline. And like we were talking earlier, I came from, you know, an oval background with midgets and sprint cars. And, you know, that's just kind of where my training was.
So this coming weekend, I mean, Auto Club Speedway, the track, I mean, you pretty much have that track down, let's face it. But there are certain factors when you're racing on that track, you know, depending on how hot it is or how windy the conditions are. I mean, could maybe the heat potentially lead to some problems for you?
I mean, the heat and wind are definitely two of the elements that can make it more challenging. But, you know, when you're looking at factors like that, it's the same for me as every other competitor. So, you know, it really just comes down to managing them and making the right decisions for the car in those conditions for that day.
That's fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to the big race this coming Saturday. Green Flag drops at 1:30. In fact, are you going to be at part of the autograph sessions as well, Ed?
Yeah, there's an autograph session Saturday from 10 to 11 at the track, and I'll be there along with all the other drivers that are starting the race. It's something we do each and every race we go to, which is cool for the fans to get out and meet us right before we go out and race. So that you can, if you haven't been to a race, you can pick a favorite going through the qualifying line and then enjoy a good show after that.
That's very cool. Well, Ed, it's been great talking to you. Hey, we wish you all the best. I want to see you with the big W after the big race. MAV TV 500 IndyCar race going on at the Auto Club Speedway this Saturday, the 27th. And once again, all the best to you with your team, and we'll see how things play out, right?
Yeah, thanks. You can get your tickets at AutoClubSpeedway.com.